Hello, I'm Fiona MacDonald with the BBC News. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, has appealed for global help to deal with the refugee crisis. Mr. Tusk said the G7 industrialised nations wanted resettlement schemes set up around the world. James Landale is in Japan.
President Tusk said geography meant that Europe would have to take most responsibility for dealing with the migration crisis. And he said the numbers coming across from Libya to Italy in the last few days were not encouraging. But he said the international community had to recognise that this was also a global crisis. So he urged world leaders at the G7 summit here in Japan to provide more financial assistance, particularly to countries hosting most refugees. He said that Turkey, Jordan and Lebanon, where millions have fled from Syria, were providing a global public good, and they should be supported by the global financial community.
Amid heavy security, a judge in Uganda is delivering his verdict in the case of 13 men accused of being behind deadly bombings by the Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab. More than 70 people were killed in Kampala as they watched screenings of the 2010 Football World Cup. Catherine Biaruhanga reports.
This was a major investigation across East Africa, which was led by the American FBI. 5 Ugandans, 6 Kenyans and 2 Tanzanians are on trial charged with terrorism and murder. All of them have pleaded not guilty. If the men are found guilty, they could face the death penalty.
France looks set to face further disruption to its energy supplies today, with more strikes against controversial labour reforms. The CGT union said workers at 16 of France's 19 nuclear plants had voted to join the industrial action. The Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, has insisted that the government will not withdraw its reforms, but in a television interview, he raised the prospect that some modifications might be made. Crude oil prices have risen above the $50 mark for the first time in nearly 7 months. Andrew Walker explains why.
The price of oil has recovered substantially from its recent lows, but it's still less than half the level it reached 2 years ago. The rise in recent months reflects disruptions to supplies, militant attacks on oil facilities in Nigeria, fires in Canada, and American shale oil producers cutting back production. The news which pushed the price over the $50 threshold was a report that stocks of crude oil in the US were lower than thought. Many analysts think the price rally may be limited if it encourages the US industry to reverse those earlier production cutbacks.
A Chevron oil facility in Nigeria has come under attack from militants. The American firm is reported to have shut down all of the onshore activities as a result. A group calling itself the Niger Delta Avengers said it had blown up a power supply line. Local residents said there had been an explosion. World News from the BBC. The US Government Accountability Office has warned that America's nuclear arsenal is reliant on outdated computer systems, including some that still use floppy disks. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
You may have thought the floppy disk was now an historical artifact, but it turns out it's alive and well within the US Defense Department and used to store data in the system that communicates with the different parts of America's nuclear deterrent. The 1970s technology is so limited that you'd need out 3 million of them to approach the storage capacity of a $10 USB memory stick. But the Pentagon isn't alone. US Social Security systems are written in a computer language dating from the late 1950s, which fewer and fewer people are familiar with.
Oxford University Press has chosen refugee as its word of the year among children, after an apparently dramatic increase in its use by young creative writers in Britain. The word cropped up frequently among thousands of entries to this year's BBC Children's Short Story Competition. David Sillitoe reports.
Tales of families leaving Syria abound in this year's stories. Witherstorm, a monster from the Minecraft game, also pops up, along with a big increase for Selkie, a Scottish mythological creature, and Illuminati. This mythical world-ruling conspiracy has leapt in popularity with 11-year-old boys. And when it comes to characters, William Shakespeare has made it into the top 10. He's just behind Hitler, who is some way behind the top 3, Lionel Messi, Zeus, and at number 1, Santa.
Zookeepers in the Canadian city of Toronto are continuing their search for 2 capybaras, which escaped from their enclosure on Tuesday. The giant South American rodents are thought to be hiding in nearby creeks, emerging only after dark. BBC News.